like coaches, when we talked after the game, those are things that we have control over. You know, we can go back and we can work on passing and how to handle that pressure so that when we face them again here in a couple weeks, you know, I like our chances a little bit better as we keep getting stronger and getting used to those different changes that people throw at us.
All right. Blue Area Theory here tonight. The struggle continues for the Bucks. They're looking for their first win. What are you expecting here tonight, Sarah?
Well, I'm expecting that they're going to play very hard. You know, this is a matchup that they don't want to lose, and they're going to come at us hard just because we're Fairmont. And, you know, they're strong with Lundquist there in the backcourt, and she gets a lot of shots off, and we're going to have to be able to control her and the amount of shots that she gets to take. And as I've just been watching them a little bit, you know, they're developing some shooters from the outside, and they've got a decent inside presence. And so there's just going to be some things that we're going to have to be very fundamentally sound on to be able to control that a little bit and hopefully take them out of their three-point shooting game.
All right. Keys tonight, Sarah. What do you got to do to get past Blue Earth Area tonight?
I think we have to be able to push tempo, and we have to definitely use our inside game, be able to get to the rim, and then we have to be able to slow them down and be able to defend their deep threes that they're known for taking.
All right, there you go, folks. Sarah Junkemeyer, Fairmont head coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. And back with the tip-off in tonight's game coming up in just a bit.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388. Or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, getting ready for the start of this one here tonight between the Bucks and the Cardinals. Girls up first, followed by the boys here tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the girls game here. First, for Blue Earth Area, Emerson Weir, the 5'5 seventh grader. Grace Shavey, 5'5 junior. Lola Lundquist, 5'4 junior. And then Jessica Moore, 5'10 junior. And Myla Eastman, the 5'8 freshman, will be the starters for head coach Chris Voss and the Bucks at 0-8 on the season. Now a look at the Fairmont Cardinals starting lineup here tonight. It'll be Briley Miller, the 5'11 junior, in the starting lineup. Gwyneth Schultz, 5'9", freshman. Kennedy Becker, 5'6", senior. And Michaela Lowry, a 5'8", junior, along with Ellie Ortega, a 5'9", senior. Those are the starters for head coach Sarah Junkemeyer. And the Fairmont Cardinals, who are 6-2 on the season. So those are the starting lineups here tonight. So we've got a doubleheader on the air for you tonight. We'll just keep her rolling all night here with basketball. Coming up after this one, the Blue Earth Area Fairmont boys game. We're back with the tip in a couple minutes.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, getting ready for the start of the girls' game. The starting lineups being introduced. We mentioned those for you. The Bucks with Emerson Weir, Grace Shavey, Lola Lundquist, Jessica Moore, and Myla Eastman in the starting lineup here tonight. And for Fairmont, Briley Miller, Gwyneth Schultz, Kennedy Becker, Michaela Lowry, and Ellie Ortega. The starters for Fairmont. Boys game comes your way after this one. Next week, we get rolling again with more sports. And we're getting into the meat of the season here. It's going to be busy for a couple months here for sure. Starting, Monday, another boy-girl doubleheader from Iowa. It's Central Springs at North Union on Monday night. Then Tuesday, it's boys basketball, Medelia at United South Central. Thursday night, another Iowa matchup in girls and boys basketball as Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire will be at North Iowa. And then Friday night, we have a Maple River boys game on the air as they travel to Minnesota Valley Lutheran. That is a week from tonight. So busy week next week on the broadcast schedule as we get set to get this one underway. It'll be Myla Eastman jumping. No, it won't. It'll be Jessica Moore jumping at center court for Blue Earth Area. And we'll see who comes to the circle for the Cardinals. As Chris Voss pointed out, they don't have, they're not real tall, Fairmont, so the matchup height-wise, not too bad. Briley Miller, though, that will jump. She is 5'11", and she is their leading scorer, and is definitely tough to handle. So here we go, opening tap controlled by Fairmont, and the Cardinals will have it first. Miller has it on top for Fairmont, gets it back for Ortega. Off to the right side now for Michaela Lowry. Out on the left wing, left open from the corner is Briley Miller, and she makes Blue Earth Area pay by not getting a defender out on her. And hits the three from the left corner. Puck ball now as Lundqvist goes into the lane. Hey, nice work there. Pass in the lane and coming up the right side. Jessica Moore gets the layup on some beautiful passing there by Blue Earth Area. Cardinals, oh no, they leave Miller open again at the top of the key, and she did it again. Another three. And right away, I'm not a coach or probably a very good one if I ever tried to be, but they got to get a body on Briley Miller, that's for sure. Buck ball now. Eastman has trouble near the free throw line. Ball loose on the floor. It's tied up, and a jump ball is called. It'll stay Blue Earth Area ball on the alternate possession. And so the Bucks will inbound on the near sideline. 6-2. Fairmont jumping out to the lead. Briley Miller a couple of threes to start it off for the Cardinals here tonight. Lundqvist, top of the key on the dribble. And she'll try to dribble left side. Still has it. Now gets it off for Grace Shavey. Right side for a three by Weir. Shot it just before the shot clock. Bucks get the offensive rebound, though. Shavey on the left side with it. Lost the handle on it, and the Cardinals come away with it. Long pass ahead. Layup is good at the other end by Kennedy Becker. And it's 8-2 now. Fairmont leads it. Lundqvist back up the floor here for Blue Earth Area. Lundqvist to the left side. Eastman tries to drive toward the lane. Is cut off. Her pass through the hands of Grace Shavey out of bounds. And the second turnover on Blue Earth Area will go back to Fairmont again. And the Cardinals will bring it up. Up on the right side for Lowry. Reversed around. Briley Miller has it down to the baseline. Slicing in on the baseline for a shot is Gwyneth Schultz. Her shot no good, but on the rebound, a foul called on Blue Earth Area. As Ortega was there for a putback, and she'll get a couple of free throws. Fouls on Jessica Moore. First foul of the game. And the first free throw good by Ortega. 9 points now for Ellie Ortega, or 9 points for the Cardinals, I should say. The first point for Ortega, and the second one good again, so she makes good on both free throws. 10-2, Cardinals lead. And the Bucks back the other way. Shavey up to Weir on the right side, out to Eastman, back to Weir on the right wing. Zone defense by Fairmont. We'll see a lot of that tonight in the boys' game, too, from the Cardinals, I'm sure. Now the Bucks lose the handle on it, and Weir tried to get it back, couldn't do it. Third turnover on Blue Earth Area, and here come the Cardinals again. Driving into the lane, and a travel call. Michaela Lowry trying to get into the lane for a shot there, and she travels. First turnover on Fairmont. And it will belong to the Bucks now as Lundqvist will bring it into the front court. Pass to the left side. Weir has it on the wing. Quickly double-teamed by that very aggressive zone defense here by Fairmont. Lundqvist now penetrates the lane and banks one in. Lola Lundqvist with her first two, and it's 10-4 now. Fairmont leads, 14:58 to go in the first half. Front court, Becker has it. For the Cardinals, around to Miller. Back out, Becker from the left wing will take the three, and it rolls off no good. Ortega there missed the follow, and the third time's a charm as Gwyneth Schultz gets it in on the third shot for Fairmont as they crash the offensive boards. Puck ball now, Lundqvist into Moore. Moore on the right side. Back out. Lundqvist. Baseline shot. Too far. Over the backside. No good. Rebound off for Fairmont. Now stolen or knocked loose, but almost stolen by Lundqvist. Fairmont keeps it, though. Left side for Becker. Down inside. Ortega shoots from in front and got it. 4 points now for Ellie Ortega. 10-point lead for Fairmont. Timeout Blue Earth Area. 14:08 to go here in the first half. 14-4, Fairmont with the lead, and we're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, 14:08 to go here in the first half. And Fairmont off to a 14-4 lead over Blue Earth Area girls game here first, followed by the boys coming up a little bit later. Lundquist takes the inbounds pass after the buck timeout. Still that hard pressing zone here by the Cardinals. They really extend out on you and make it difficult to try to get a shot. Here's Lundquist driving into the lane, and her runner off the glass, no good. Eastman couldn't quite get the rebound, and Fairmont comes away with it. Pass ahead, down underneath, shot up there, no good by Lowry. And the rebound to Blue Earth Area, and Lundquist pressing it ahead to Weir. Weir underneath, now in trouble as she's trapped on the baseline, but a foul, no. She was on the line. Turnover number 4 on the Bucks. And Fairmont will bring it up. Lowry decides to take the 3 from the left wing. That comes off no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth Area. Ahead to Shavey. Shavey on the right side. Trying to pick up her dribble and now is stuck out there against Lowry and her pass in the lane. And it is stolen and then a foul, I think. Well, let's see who it's on here. It's on Moore, I think. Yes, it is, and that'll be her second. Two fouls on Blue Earth Area, both on Moore. And the Cardinals get it back on the fifth buck turnover. Cardinal ball on top with it now. Lowry, right side Miller, across to Becker. Becker penetrates into the lane, is stopped there, kicks it out to Miller for a 3 right wing, no good. Long rebound, run down by Becker, baseline shot by her on the putback, no good, but the third try again, Gwyneth Schultz is there and puts it back in, and the Cardinals continue to kill Blue Earth Area on the offensive boards. And here comes Lundquist up for the Bucks now. Pass down inside, and that's stolen away. 6 turnovers on Blue Earth Area. And quickly on the transition, they find Ortega underneath for another layup. 6 for her, and it's 18-4. Fairmont leads. 12:10 to go here in the first half. Pass down underneath. That one tipped away for another turnover. The 7th already on Blue Earth Area. And here come the Cardinals again. Miller on the baseline, slides in, missed the easy layup though, got her own rebound, and then a foul called, and 2 shots coming for Briley Miller. Yeah, let's see who the buck foul is on this time. It's on Jessica Moore again, and that is her 3rd already. And the first free throw is good by Miller, and obviously, Moore is going to have to come out. Elena Schultz checks into the game now for the Bucks, 5'9 freshman. And second free throw good by Miller. Also in for the Bucks, Carol Schrader, 5'6 junior. Fairmont has put in Bria Williamson, a 5'9 freshman. Bucks have the ball now. Schrader right side, trying to get it to the corner to Weir, and the Bucks are turning it over in droves here. 8 of them now as the Cardinals coming back the other way. Here's a drive up the right side of the lane, and another easy layup for Gwyneth Schultz. 6 for her, and 11:28 to go here in the first half, and it's all Fairmont as the Bucks take another timeout. 22-4, Fairmont leads, back in a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. and neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here in Blue Earth, and Paramount is taking it to the Bucks here early in this one. They lead it 22-4. We still have 11:28 to go here in the first half. Lundquist will bring it up for the Bucks. Goes to the right side. Schrader has it into the lane for Schiltz. A drive right side, and that one up and no good. It went out of bounds and will belong to Fairmont. So the Cardinals with it. And out on top, Bria Williamson. Amelia Klanderud checked in a little bit ago for Fairmont as well, 5'9 sophomore. Now they work it down inside. Shot up by Schiltz, no good. And the rebound went out of bounds. And a foul was called on Fairmont. It's on Ellie Ortega. That's her first and the first Fairmont foul here in this half. Lundquist brings it up now for the Bucks. Drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Eastman. She drives to the middle of the lane, and the shot up good by Myla Eastman. First two in the game for her, 22-6 now. Fairmont quickly on the transition, cutting up the lane. Miller takes a pass but missed the shot. Rebound off for Fairmont, though. Another offensive putback try in front by Miller, no good. And finally, the Bucks get the rebound. Carol Schrader comes away with it ahead to Lundquist. Now to Schrader, right side. Schrader trying to get it to Eastman on top, and that one sails by her and goes out of bounds. And it's the ninth turnover on Blue Earth area. And so the Cardinals will get it and will inbound on the far sideline. Cardinals lead it 22-6. Fairmont ball inbounded, right corner, and a three-pointer good by Bria Williamson. And so she scores off the bench for the Cardinals. Buck ball now. Lundquist into the front court. Goes to the right side for Weir. And Weir now hands it off to Eastman on top. She dribbles around to the right wing. Eastman back out to Lundquist. Bucks still trying to figure out how to get some decent shots against this Fairmont zone. And now a pass left side almost stolen. Weir gets it, though, for the Bucks. And now kicked by Fairmont over there. So Blue Earth area will inbound far sideline. Eastman comes out for a rest as Grace Shavey checks back in. She'll inbound it. 9:31 to go in the first half, 25-6. Out on top with it is Emerson Weir. Right side, Shavey takes a three from the right wing, and she hits it. Grace Shavey with a three, and it's 25-9. Fairmont ball, right side, Williamson. Reversed around to Miller on the left wing. In the lane, Ortega lost the handle on that one. Just the second turnover on Fairmont. Here come the Bucks into the front court. Weir on the baseline, right side. We'll get it back out, and Lundquist will reset on top. Into the lane, Weir. Out to the corner, open for Carol Schrader, but her three-pointer is no good. And the rebound off for Fairmont. Here they come quickly up the floor. They really are good on the transition. And shot underneath there by Klanderud, no good, but a foul. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Buck fouls on Elena Schiltz. That's her first and the fourth on the Bucks. And the first free throw is no good by Amelia Klanderud. Checked in a while back, coming off the bench for the Cards tonight, a 5'9 sophomore. And And the second free throw coming here. And that one no good as well. They missed them both, but the rebound tipped out to Fairmont. Schultz has it. Back out to Klanderud in the right corner. Reversed around. Williamson back out. Klanderud right side. That's a two-point shot. Her foot was on the line from the right wing. It's no good. And rebound Bucks. And the ball knocked out of bounds on the near side. That'll stay Blue Earth Area ball. Well, there was a foul over there, I guess, on Blue Earth Area, or on Fairmont as well. And it was on Michaela Lowry, her first and the third on Fairmont. Buckball, elbow right side. Shavy has it back to Lundquist. Drives into the lane, trying to scoop a shot up to the backboard, but it won't go. Rebound off for Fairmont. And here they are, quickly into the front court again. Becker back in the game on top. Down inside, turnaround shot put up is no good by Schultz. And the rebound to Blue Earth Area. On the near side, Shavy brings it up. Leaves it for Lundquist. Lundquist in the lane. Eastman with it. Eastman tried to shoot one right side. That's off, no good. Rebound off for Fairmont. Here come the Cardinals now. Down to the baseline for Williamson. Reversed back around. Now Williamson from the right corner for three. No good, but the offensive putback. Good by Gwyneth Schultz again. She's making a living on those offensive putbacks. 8 points for Schultz, and it's 27-9. And Fairmont steals one on top. 10th turnover on the Bucks. Klanderud into the front court to Becker. Back to Klanderud. Cross court now. Williamson drives in left side and banks one in. And Bria Williamson with 5 points. 29-9 now. Fairmont with the lead. 6:50 to go here in this first half. Lundquist penetrate right to the middle of the lane. Gets an open shot in front, but it's short, no good. And the rebound off for the Cardinals. Williamson, left side, leaves it back out to Becker. Three-pointer from the top, no good. And the rebound in the corner. Becker beats her to it. Gets it back to Schultz for another layup on the putback. 10 points now for Gwyneth Schultz. Almost all of that on putbacks for Fairmont here tonight. Bucks a little lazy on the rebounding there as Becker beat her to the corner to get it. Isla Eastman was actually there first, and now a pass in the lane and a foul on Fairmont inside. Yeah, we'll see who this one's on. Might be Schultz. We'll see. Yep. That's her first and the fourth on Fairmont. And the Bucks will inbound from underneath. 6:09. And on the inbound, stolen away by Becker, the 11th turnover on Blue Earth Area. And quickly up the floor, they find Ortega for another bucket underneath. 8 points for Ellie Ortega, 33-9. Fairmont leads. And now Weir dribbles one off her foot. Scramble at half court and a whistle and a foul called. And it's on Fairmont. And it will be on Michaela Lowry. That's her second. And the fourth foul on Fairmont now. So, Buck ball. Out on top. Weir has it. Bounce pass into Eastman. Turns and shoots just inside the lane. Shots off, no good. Bucks had the rebound. Now they turn it over. Fast break. Layup good by Miller at the other end. 10 points now for Briley Miller here in the first half. 35-9. Fairmont leads. And to the front court, the Bucks come. Lundquist over to Eastman and a travel call on Myla Eastman. 13 turnovers on Blue Earth Area. And it's a 35-9 Fairmont lead. 5:20 to go here in the first half. Cardinal ball. Right side, Bria Williamson. Cross-court pass, Miller to the baseline for a shot. Off, no good. Rebound put back is no good. And put back again. Good this time by Bria Williamson. The first put back was by Nora Trado, who is in the game now for the first time. So Blue Earth Area now with the ball. And another steal on the left side. Trado comes away with that one. 14 turnovers. Trado down underneath. Shot high off the board. Comes off no good. And the rebound kicked out underneath by Blue Earth Area. So Nora Trado, 5'10 senior, in there for the Cardinals. Left corner after the inbound. Three-point try is good by Bria Williamson. She's got 10 off the bench for Fairmont. 40-9. Fairmont leads. 4:20 to go here in the first half. Lundquist. Bucks just are not getting shots off, and they're turning it over. There's a shot. Eastman had a decent look there, but it's short, no good. Rebound. Fairmont into the lane, and Miller lost the handle on it. Jump ball is called in there, and the arrow goes to Fairmont. And the Cardinals will inbound from underneath. We're going to get a timeout, though, with 4:05 to go here in the first half. All Fairmont in half number one. They lead Blue Earth Area 40-9, and we're back in a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, 40-9. Fairmont leads, 4:05 to go in the first half. And it will be Cardinal ball as they inbound from underneath. It will be Briley Miller to put it in. And Becker has it on top. Quickly worked around to Miller, who comes in on the right wing. Her pass to the lane tipped away by Schultz. Good defense by Elena down there. And the Cards inbound underneath again. On top, Williamson back over to Miller. Now on top, Becker has it. They pound it into Trado in the lane. Back out for a three-point try. No good by Williamson from the right wing. Rebound off for Blue Earth Area. And the Bucks will bring it up. Lundquist into the front court. Has it out on top. Gets it over to Eastman. Eastman drives the baseline, lost her footing, and lost it out of bounds. And it will belong to Fairmont, and that is turnover number 15 on Blue Earth Area here in the first half. And it's been a very frustrating night. The Bucks have not gotten good shots against the Fairmont zone. When they haven't made them, and they've turned it over way too much. 15 turnovers for the Bucks here in the first half. Fairmont ball on the right side. Kennedy Becker will try the three, and it rolls off no good. Rebound grabbed by Blue Earth Area. Weir has it. Lobs a pass ahead to Lundquist. That one's stolen away. Easy layup. Good by Miller back the other way. 12 points now for Briley Miller. 42-9. Fairmont leads. Bucks have been stuck on nine forever, and they throw it away trying to get it to the corner again, and that's 17 turnovers on the Bucks now. And Fairmont will inbound in the backcourt. Down to 2:48 left to go here in the first half. And it's been a miserable first half for Blue Earth Area. into the front court. Right side, Lowry has it. Reversed around, Becker to Ortega inside. Nice spin move. Faked inside, spun left outside, and got the layup. Beautiful move there by Ellie Ortega. She's got 10. And the Bucks back the other way. Eastman off to Lundquist. Long three-pointer. Off no good by Lundquist. The putback is good by Weir. Emerson Weir with her first two of the game. Finally, the Bucks score. They were stuck on 9 for a long time there. Here's a two-point shot. No good. Right side by Klanderud. And it's tied up on the rebound. Jump ball goes to Blue Earth area. And so Grace Shavey will put it in with 2:02 left to go in this first half. Into Weir. Weir will bring it across the line. Gets it off left side for Bria Williamson. And now a steal. Eastman tried to get it back to the top. Stolen away by Lowry. Missed the layup. Follow underneath is no good by Miller. And Miller gets the rebound again. And the Cards still have it. Back inside to Miller. She turned and shot and missed that one. But a foul. And it's going to be on Blue Earth area. And it's going to put Miller to the line to shoot two. Buck foul is on Myla Eastman, her first. And the fifth on Blue Earth area. Miller makes the first free throw. 13 for Miller. And a second one good. And it's 46-11. 1:34 left till halftime. And the Bucks have it. Weir into the front court. Goes right side, Lundquist. On top for Eastman. Right side, Lundquist has it again. Lundquist lost the handle on that one. Tried to get it over toward Weir. Stolen away again. And the Cardinals back the other way. There's Lowry for three from the left wing. That's off, no good. And the rebound to the Bucks. Weir quickly up, goes right side for Carol Schrader. Reversed around. Eastman drives up the left side of the lane. Little left-handed scoop shot, no good. And a whistle on the rebound and a foul on Fairmont on Miller. That's her first. And the fifth on the Cardinals. It'll put Myla Eastman to the free throw line. Eastman will shoot the first free throw and it's off, no good. It's 58 seconds left to go here in the first half now. And the second one on the way. No good. Eastman misses them both. Here come the Cardinals now. Dumped down inside. Shot up good by Gwyneth Schultz. She's had a really good first half. 12 points. A lot of that on putbacks, but this time she gets the bucket on the transition, and the Cardinals have been really good at that tonight here as well. 38 seconds to go. Lundquist up for Blue Earth area. Dribbles left side off for Weir. Weir circles around to the top of the key. Back to Eastman. Eastman left side off for Lundquist. Lundquist left side. Drives in. Bounce pass over to Elena Schiltz. And she is fouled and will go to the line. And so Elena Schiltz will get an opportunity. With a couple of free throws, fouled on the play by Lowry. That's her third. And here's the first free throw by Schiltz, and it bounces on the rim a couple times and comes off no good. Second free throw coming for Schiltz. 18.7 seconds left to go here in the first half. And here is the second free throw by Schiltz, and that one is good. So Elena Schiltz with the point in the books now, 48-12, Fairmont ball. into the lane, Miller. Out left side. And around to the right wing for Becker, and she hits the three-pointer. 5 points now for Kennedy Becker, 51-12. And the Bucks let fly with one at half court by Lundquist, no good. And your halftime score, Fairmont 51, Blue Earth Area 12. Halftime report coming up after this timeout.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Tracy Weavers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of North Ripon East Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
And we are back here in Blue Earth. And it's halftime now. And it's time for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. And it has been all Fairmont here in the first half. The Bucks having a difficult time against the Fairmont press. A lot of turnovers. Way too many, 19 of them in the first half here by Blue Earth Area. We'll take a look at the first half numbers coming up after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, numbers from the first half here. First for Fairmont, they have four players in double figures here in the first half. That's pretty impressive. Briley Miller with 14 to lead the way. Gwyneth Schultz with 12. Ellie Ortega with 10, and off the bench, Bria Williamson has 10. And the other scoring coming from Kennedy Becker with 5 for their total of 51. Fairmont 20 of 43 from the floor for 46%. They were 6 of 8 from the line for 75% and committed only 2 turnovers in the first half. So quite the first half with 51 points for Fairmont. Blue Earth Area scoring: Emerson Weir with 2, Grace Shavey with 3, Lola Lundquist with 2, Jessica Moore with 2, Myla Eastman with 2, and off the bench, Elena Schultz with 1 for their total of 12. The Bucks were 5 of 18. They only got 18 shots off. That's a stat right there in itself. Bucks took 18 shots in the first half. Fairmont took 43. And so 5 of 18 shooting for the Bucks for 28%. 1 of 4, 25% from the line. And the other big stat, the Bucks commit 19 turnovers. And that's how you don't get shots off in a game, is when you keep turning it over. And that's exactly what's been happening here tonight. 51-12, Fairmont leads at the half. That is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And back with more at the half after this timeout.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes. Because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
We're back here in Blue Earth, halftime, 51-12, Fairmont leading the Cardinals in the girls' game. The boys coming up after this. Yes, we'll bring you the boys' game on the way after this one. Monday, it's Iowa Sports. Girl-boy doubleheader as Central Springs will be at North Union. And we've got USC boys basketball Tuesday night as the Rebels will host Medelia. Second half of this girls' game coming up after this timeout.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Fairmont inbounds to start the second half, and here we go. With half number two, the Cardinals cruising in this one, leading 51-12 at halftime. And Briley Miller opens with a three-pointer from the left corner to start it off as the Cardinals pick up right where they left off. And so, Blue Eritrea ball, Lundquist into the front court. Shovels it off to Weir. Now to Eastman through her hands. She saves it, but Fairmont comes away with it. And it'll be another turnover, the 20th on Blue Eritrea. And a foul called as the Cardinals back the other way, driving in. Schultz draws the foul. And is going to get a couple of free throws for Fairmont. Foul was on Lundquist, and that is her first. And the first on the Bucks here this half. First free throw no good by Schultz, who had 12 points in the first half for Fairmont. Second one up and good. 13 now for Gwyneth Schultz. 55-12, Fairmont with the lead. Lundquist up with it to Eastman right side. To Grace Shavey. Shavey right side for Weir, driving in. Tried to get it over to Moore, and a foul called on Fairmont. We'll put Moore to the line. Jessica Moore picked up three fouls early in the first half and did not play hardly at all in that first half in foul trouble. And here she is at the line now. As the foul was called on Miller, her second. And Moore makes the first free throw. Second free throw, good. So Jessica Moore hits both free throws, 55-14, a minute gone here in the second half. Fairmont ball dumped down inside, kick back out right wing. Lowry on top, Becker over to the left side, Miller. Cross court, Lowry, bounce pass inside, Ortega. Nicely tipped away there by Jessica Moore, out of bounds. It'll stay Fairmont ball. And they'll inbound from underneath. Inbounded to Ortega, right back down underneath. Miller up and in with the bucket. 19 points now for Briley Miller. 57-14. The Cardinals with the lead. Lundquist up left side, has it knocked away from her. Now she dribbles out of there with it back out to Shavey right side. Tried to bounce pass it in to Moore, and it's knocked out of bounds by Fairmont underneath. So that'll go to the Bucks. They'll inbound under their own basket. Inbounded and stolen away. A steal by Becker. Stepped right in front of that inbounds pass. 21 turnovers on the Bucks. Right side, Lowry has it. Down near the free throw line. That is Schultz back out for a three-point try by Lowry. No good. Rebound Bucks. Long pass ahead. Too far for Eastman, but it's knocked out of bounds. If Michaela Lowry would have just let that go, I think it would have went off of Eastman out of bounds. But she got there and knocked it away. And it did go off of her, so the Bucks inbound from underneath. Inbounded, elbow left side, Weir has it, out to Shavey, right side for Lundquist. Lundquist at the point, now takes the three-point shot, it rims out no good, rebound off for Fairmont. Cardinal ball ahead on the left side. Quick pass underneath. Schultz up with the shot. No good. Followed by Ortega is good. And again, the Cardinals get an offensive putback. They've had a lot of those tonight. 12 points now for Eli Ortega. Lundqvist up for the Bucks. Dribbles up the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Three-point try by Weir is no good. And the rebound off for Fairmont. Ahead on the left side. Lowry back out left wing. Three-point shot is short. No good by Becker. And the Bucks on a nice transition ahead to Weir. And Emerson gets her second bucket. 4 points for her. And the Cardinals now. Lowry right side. Around to the left side. Becker into the lane. Ortega back out. Becker shoots from the left side of the free throw line there near the elbow area there with the shot. Short, no good. Rebound off for the Bucks. They bring it into the front court, and Blue Earth area will take a timeout. 14:29 left to go in the game. Fairmont leading Blue Earth area 59-16, and we're back in a moment.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundqvist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundqvist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Blue Earth, 14:29 to go in this one. This will be a running clock game here when we hit the 9-minute mark. I'm pretty certain here with the Fairmont Cardinals with a big lead here tonight. So the last 9 minutes ought to roll off fairly quickly. Coming up, the boys' game after this one. We expect a pretty good matchup between the Buck boys and Fairmont boys. A key injury for the boys tonight here for Fairmont. Logan Junkemeyer broke his wrist in a non-basketball related injury and is out for a couple of weeks at least, and he will not play tonight. That's a big loss for Fairmont. Buck ball as they inbound. Eastman lost the handle on it. Another steal for Fairmont. 22 turnovers on the Bucks now. And the Cardinals have it. Baseline drive by Bria Williamson. And she lost it for a minute. Cardinals regain it. But a whistle and a 3-second call on Fairmont. I might have missed one in there somewhere, but that's, I only have Fairmont for 3 turnovers here tonight. And Blue Earth area has 22. 14:02 left to go in the game. 59-16, Fairmont leads. Lundqvist will bring it up. And Ruby Alice in the game now for Blue Earth area for the first time tonight. She's a 5'8 junior. And a pass left side, knocked out of bounds. And another turnover, the 23rd now on Blue Earth area. And the Cardinals will inbound. Left side, Klanderud, who's back in there for the Cardinals. Right side, Bria Williamson. Back over to Klanderud. Left baseline for a shot taken by Miller. It's off, no good. Rebound to Blue Earth area. Shavy right side. Lundqvist has it on top. Lundqvist still on the dribble at the top. Now penetrates into the lane, shoots just inside the free throw line. That comes off no good. Lola not having a good shooting night. She has just 2 points on the night. Right side, Fairmont ball. Klanderud on the wing, goes over to the left wing for Williamson. Dumped down underneath, turnaround shot. Ortega blocked, but a foul. And Jessica Moore thought she had a clean block there, but they're going to get her on the foul, and that will be her fourth. And the second on Blue Earth area this half, it'll put Eli Ortega at the line to shoot two. First free throw on the way is good. 13 now for Ortega. Moore will come out again with her four fouls, and Elena Schultz checks in now, the freshman. And Ortega to the line for her second free throw. And this one on the way, off no good. Rebound, grabbed by Blue Earth area. Lundquist brings it up, dribbles into the lane, dumps it underneath for Schultz. Shot up good by Elena Schultz, and a foul. Nice job there. Good feed by Lundquist, and Elena Schultz hits it, and a chance for the three-point play. And she was fouled by Ortega, her second, and the second on Fairmont. Here's the free throw by Schultz, and it is good. She makes the three-point play, and Elena Schultz now with 4 points off the bench for the Bucks. Fairmont with the ball now, right side. A drive and a shot by Klanderud rolls off, and on the rebound, a foul on Blue Earth area. Ortega's going back to the line again. Buck foul on Schultz, is it? That's her second. Third on the Bucks. First free throw by Ortega. Short, no good. 13 for Ellie Ortega. And the second free throw coming. That's good. 14 for Ellie Ortega. 61-19. Fairmont with the lead. 12:36 to go in the ball game. Lundquist will bring it up for Blue Earth area. Dribbles around to the right wing, on top for Shavey. Now to Rubiales. Off to Lundquist. She drives into the lane. Shot blocked underneath there, though, and goes out of bounds. Will stay Buck ball. Shavey will put it in. Inbounded and tipped away by Becker. So it will stay Buck ball again. Fairmont now with Lauren Zarling checking into the game. 5'4 freshman. Meanwhile, Blue Earth area inbounding underneath. Right side, Rubiales shooting from just inside the top of the key there on the right side. It rolls off no good. Long pass ahead, and they got it to Klanderud, and she's fouled as she goes up with it, and we'll get a couple of free throws now for the Cardinals. Foul down the play by Emerson Weir, her first, and the fourth on the Bucks. First free throw is no good by Klanderud. 11:59 left to go here in the first half. And the second free throw on the way. Good. Klanderud hits one out of two. 62-19. Fairmont with the lead. And now an offensive foul away from the ball on Blue Earth area on Jesse James, who checked in there a little bit ago. And that'll be her first, the fifth on the Bucks now. Cardinal ball. Right side, bounce pass into Klanderud, who gets a layup. Nice feed there by Nora Trado. Trado checked in here a little bit ago. Klanderud with 3 points now. Lundquist back the other way, drives into the lane, dishes off through the hands of Schultz. And back out, Lundquist. Long three-pointer, no good by Lundquist. Rebound, rolls back out to her, though. Fairmont had it, but it bounced off the knee of a Cardinal in there, out to Lundquist for another three, and that one's off, no good. And Lola just can't get him to go tonight. 64-19, Cardinals back the other way, short shot. On the left side, no good by Lauren Zarling. And it went out of bounds underneath off of Blue Earth area. And so Cardinals will inbound. Becker will put it in play. And Schultz coming out for Blue Earth area. Elena Moore checks in, 5'11 junior. Paramount inbounds. Becker open in the left corner. Will take a three, no good. Zarling gets the offensive board, lost it, and picked up on the baseline, but a timeout called by Fairmont. 10:47. She was pinned on the baseline, and the Cards take a timeout. 10:47 to go in the game, 64-19. Fairmont leads it over Blue Earth area. Back in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Back here in Blue Earth, 10:47 to go in the game, 64-19. Fairmont in command here tonight. The inbound from underneath. Becker on the left side, over to Miller. Miller lobs it inside. Trado lost the handle on it, and the Bucks come up with it. And Lundquist will bring it into the front court. Ahead to James, to Weir. Lobbed in for Moore, Jessica Moore. And she is tied up, and the possession arrow stays Blue Earth area ball. And Bucks will put it in. James inbounds from underneath. Lundquist will set it up on top for the Bucks. Now pulls up and shoots just near, a little bit beyond the free throw line, and that bounced on the rim about three times, would not go through. No good, and the rebound, Fairmont. Becker dribbles into the lane, lost the ball for a minute, gets it back out to Zarling. Around to the left side, pass inside. Trado's pass back to the top's going to go into the backcourt, and an over and back call on Fairmont, and the Bucks get it back. 64-19, Fairmont with the lead. We'll have running clock the final 9 minutes. That'll be coming in 56 seconds here. Fairmont making more substitutions. Gwyneth Schultz is back in the game now. Everybody's going to get in the game for the Cardinals here tonight. Buckball, James on top. And gets it off for Elena Moore, and a pass down. Our three-pointer is good. Lundquist finally gets one. Five for her. And the Cardinals back the other way. Right side. That's Klanderud with it. Off left side for Schultz. Now to Zarling to the corner right side. Becker. Becker drives into the lane. Shoots in traffic. It's off no good. Knocked out underneath off of Blue Earth area. And it will be Fairmont ball. They will inbound from underneath. Bria Williamson puts it in play. To Schultz, left side. Now Becker to the corner. Williamson open for a three. It's short, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. And Lundquist brings it into the front court. 9 minutes to go. We'll have running clock now the rest of the way here. As the Bucks trailing by a large margin here tonight. There's a shot right side. No good by Weir. Rebound off for Fairmont. And into the front court comes Klanderud with it. Right side, Zarling. Back to Schultz. Reversed around to Becker on the left wing. Becker on top. Zarling has it. Back over to Becker. Becker driving toward the lane. Left side. Leaves it back near the free throw line. Shot put up there by Williamson. No good. And Bucks get the rebound and a foul in the backcourt on Becker. That'll be her first. And just the third on Fairmont here in this half. So Bucks will inbound. The clock is indeed running. Running time here the rest of the way for this one. And the Bucks inbound back court. Lundqvist will bring it up. Lundqvist driving into the lane. Lost the handle on it. And it's stolen away. Cardinals get it back into the front court. More new faces in there. McKenzie, well, not new faces, but Lowry's back into the game. I guess that is a new face. That's McKenzie Lowry, not Michaela, one of the starters. So McKenzie has it on top for Fairmont. Right side for Zarling. Bounce pass inside. Schultz up with the shot. No good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth area. Lundqvist brings it up. Has it right side. Watched closely by Zarling. Over to Schrader now on the right wing. James on top to Lundqvist. Lundqvist drives in. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound off for Fairmont. Ahead to Zarling. Corner right side. Williamson drives on the baseline. Dishes it off for Klanderud for a shot. No good. Schultz follows, misses, gets her own rebound, and puts it in on the second try. Good night for Gwyneth Schultz. 15 points for her for Fairmont. 66-22. 6.5 minutes now left to go in the game. Lundqvist left side will shoot, and it's off, no good. Rebound Fairmont. Up on the far side. Klanderud gets it to Williamson. She drives in and draws the foul and will go to the line for Fairmont. And the Buck foul is on, let's see here, Elena Moore, her first. That's six on Blue Earth area now, and the first free throw good by Bria Williamson. First point for her this half. She had 10 in the first half off the bench for Fairmont. And some substitutions. As Williamson's second free throw on the way now is good. Made them both. 12 points now for Bria. 68-22. Buck ball. Weir back in the game. Brings it up. Leaves it on top for James. Right side for Carol Schrader. Reversed around. Weir has it. Weir back on top. James will shoot a three. It's off. No good. And the rebound to Fairmont. Up on the right baseline, and a drive and a bucket by Bria Williamson. 14 for her. 70-22, Fairmont leads now, down to 4:56 to go as that running clock continues. Weir has it on the right wing. Drives to the baseline, dishes off for Elena Schultz, or Schultz, I should say, and she gets it in. Elena having a little bit of a game off the bench here for the Bucks with 5 points now. Down underneath with a shot, no good. Followed by Trado, no good. Williamson took the first shot. Back out for a three taken by, that was McKenzie Lowry. Fairmont gets the rebound again. Williamson left side. Off now to Audrina Succo, who's in the game. And a shot down underneath. No good. Blue Earth area on the rebound. 4:12 to go. And Weir into the front court. Fouled by Succo, I believe. Well, maybe. Yeah, it was. Succo with the foul. And that is only four on Fairmont, though. So Bucks will inbound on the far sideline. And it will be Schrader to inbound. Carol Schrader now to Weir. She lost it off her foot out of bounds, and Fairmont will get it back again. Inbounded and right side. Down underneath now for Mackenzie Lowry. Left side, Williamson takes the pass, shoots from just around the free throw line, right in the middle there, no good. Rebound Bucks. Long pass ahead to Alice. Alice in the corner trying to bounce it into the lane and turns it back over to Barramon. And the Cardinals now, Williamson lost it at half court, knocked away by Schrader, but she gets it back to Zarling right side. Zarling back out on top, Williamson, Suko. And a shot down underneath there by Mackenzie Lowry, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area, and Alice turning to pass it back out on the wing, turns it over. 27 turnovers on the Bucks here tonight. Right side, here's a drive by Zarling, and it's stolen away by Weir. Weir gets it ahead to Schrader, and she lost it out of bounds, and it goes back over to Barramon. 2 minutes and counting left to go with running clock. 70-24, Barramon leads. And the Cardinals bring it up. Elbow left side, Suko has it. Gets it over to Brianna Williamson. Williamson near the free throw line. Tried to pass it over to Zarling, stolen by Weir. She'll take it all the way the other end. Shoots out in front, and it rolls off no good. Rebound to Barramon. Up on the right side. Williamson back for Zarling for a three, and that's off no good. Trado follows. That's no good. And another chance by Suko, and she's fouled. We'll get free throws. And so Audrina Suko, the 5'9 junior, goes to the line here for Barramon. Foul was on Blue Earth area, and the first free throw is good by Suko. So she gets in the scorebook with a point here for the Cardinals. Her second free throw is off no good. And on the rebound, it is a foul, I believe, on Trado. Yep. Still no bonus. Bucks inbound, 25 seconds to go. We're into the front court with it. And she lost the handle on that one. Barramon back with it. Down underneath. Zarling with the shot up. Oh, and it rolls off. No good. Trado on the follow. No good. Rebound out. Right side. Zarling on the wing. 6 seconds to go. Right side for Williamson. Lobbed into Zarling. Trying to reverse layup. No good at the buzzer. And that's it. 71-24. Barramon wins the girls' game. We'll be back to recap that after this timeout.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here to wrap up the girls' game. Buck scoring. Elena Schiltz actually ends up leading Blue Earth Area with 6 points here tonight off the bench. 4 for Emerson Weir, 3 for Grace Shavey, 5 for Lola Lundquist, 4 for Jessica Moore, and 2 for Myla Eastman. And Fairmont led by Briley Miller with 19, 15 for Gwyneth Schultz, 5 for Kennedy Becker, 14 for Ellie Ortega, and off the bench, Bria Williamson with 14, 3 for Amelia Klanderud, and Audrina Succo had 1 point for their total of 71. Bucks fall to 0-9, Fairmont 7-2. Boys game is coming up. Stay tuned. Interviews with the coaches on that as we roll into boys action here tonight. Back to Blue Earth Area coming up in just a bit.
Stay tuned for continuing coverage of the Blue Earth Area Fairmont girl-boy doubleheader in basketball here tonight. The boys game coming up in just a bit. Tonight's coverage is being brought to you by Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, New Way K&H Cooperative, United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, East Chain LP Gas, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, State Line Cooperative, the Country Butcher Shop of Easton, by Bevcom, Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburne, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front, Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, and Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont. Well, coming up, the boys game on the way here in just a bit. We'll visit with the coaches in just a couple of minutes. Should be a good matchup here tonight as the Fairmont boys coming in at 6-3 on the season. They just won the Bethany tournament last week, beating a good JWP team in the championship game. And Blue Earth Area 6-2 coming into tonight's game. They won both their games at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament last weekend. Their two losses against Laverne and Jackson County Central. We talked with both coaches before the start of tonight's game. We'll hear from Buck coach Colby Swanson coming up first on our pregame in just a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go. They have the latest performance data to help you choose the right corn products for each of your acres. Results start with industry-leading genetics. Next, thousands of local on-farm trials uncover more insights to maximize yields.
When it's time to go, call Tracy Weimers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer Sales Professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of North Repanese Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
And we are back here on our pregame show, and Buck head coach Colby Swanson joining us as they get set to take on Fairmont here tonight. And the Bucks coming off the holiday tournament last weekend. Couple of wins. Took care of business against USC 74-31. And the Sibley East game last Saturday, Colby, maybe a little closer than you had hoped. Sibley East got a couple of players, though, that can score. 67-58 was the final. They zoned you pretty much the whole game, mostly 2-3, I think it was. And we continue to work on our zone offense, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Just trying to figure out movement, and really it comes down with the personnel that we have is knocking down outside shots, but making sure we get the ball to the middle of it or somewhere in the soft spot of the zone before we do, so we can get easier shots, and then doing a good job making reads and making good passes and all the things that you want to try to do against zone. And we'll have seen it counting the game tonight against Fairmont. It'll be four consecutive games, so we're getting a lot of practice.
Yeah, you're going to see it again tonight. Fairmont plays a lot of zone, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of size and length, so their zone's a little more difficult than the zones that we've been used to playing against with kind of smaller 2-3 zones. Their zone is more of kind of a true 3-2 zone with their big guys of Tortson and Junkermeyer, who are 6'9", 6'7", or somewhere in there, 6'9", 6'8". I'm not exactly sure where they're at right now. I'm at the bottom of it. And then Mockestead is, I believe, 6'5", 6'6", also. So anytime you're seeing a zone with that much length, it makes it that much more challenging. But on the other hand, we have some quickness and athleticism and shooting that hopefully we can take advantage of.
All right. Well, one note that in tonight's game that I'm not sure if you're aware of, Junkermeyer is out. He has a broken wrist and will be out for a few weeks here, it looks like. And so I don't know if that changes the defense. He's a scorer for him, too, so it might change the offense a little bit.
Yeah, well, not having him, I heard rumors of him not being available, and now knowing that he's not available, it does change things for us, but they still have a lot of size and they still have guys that can put the ball in the basket other than him. So Fairmont is a team that has a little bit of depth. So we know it still will be a challenge even not having him. And he's a really nice player and is going to have a really good season. I was really impressed with what he did last year as a sophomore and what I saw from him over the summer. But it will make it not as challenging, but it's still going to be very challenging.
Well, for sure. They're a good team. They're 6-3 on the year. And what other problems do they pose besides their size then?
Well, the second time they played Lake Crystal, which would have been in the Bethany Holiday Tournament in the semifinals, Fairmont lost to Lake Crystal the first time they played them. And then at the Bethany Holiday Tournament, they beat Lake Crystal 71-51. And a big reason that was is because they made some threes. Joe Hackett was the guard from Fairmont, was 7-7 from three for them, which when they have that inside presence of Torts and Junkermeyer, then they have guys on the perimeter knocking down outside shots, it makes them a lot more difficult to guard. So that's what we're going to kind of be looking at, is taking away Hackett. I'm assuming that Hayden Toomer is going to be playing a bigger offensive role with Junkermeyer out. And making sure we're doing a good job of rebounding too. Tortson is probably going to get a lot of shot attempts tonight. So we're going to try to limit the ability for them to get the ball inside. We're going to try to speed them up, try to trap them, to force them to play faster than they're comfortable playing. And like we said, like I was saying earlier, we want to use our quickness and athleticism to our advantage.
All right, Colby, final thoughts then. You've already hit on a whole bunch of things here, I guess, but final thoughts on what you got to do. This should be a good matchup, I think, tonight, though, don't you?
Yeah, it should be a really good matchup, very different styles, and it should be a lot of fun to watch. We have to force them to play faster and more uncomfortable than they want to play. We want to score in transition, not allow them to set up their half-court defense, their zone. And then we got to do as good a job as we possibly can to keep Oliver Tordson off the offensive glass and prevent him from getting easy points in the paint. So if we do that, I think we have a chance.
All right, there you go. That's Buck head coach Colby Swanson. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
What do most banks do when they're not taking care of customers? At Bank Midwest, our team is serving someone and something else. Like donating funds to the local fire department that needs updated equipment and protective gear. The kids in your neighborhood who need playground equipment. And the YMCA for the area that needs program funding. Bank Midwest, where what we do for you and your community matters. Bank Mid what? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we're back here on our pregame show. Fairmont head coach Jared Thompson joining us as they get set to take on the Bucks here tonight. And Jared, you're coming off the Bethany tournament here from last weekend. And it was a good tournament for you guys. You won it 3-0 on the tournament and actually beat a couple of pretty decent teams along the way there too, didn't you?
Yeah, we were happy with the result of the tournament. Obviously, with last year we went 0-2 and then won the last game. So it's a good turnaround from one year to the next to be able to be in the championship game, beating a couple quality teams, and then end up just kind of grinding out that last one. You know, when you play three games in 3 days, a lot of times it's kind of an attrition battle there, and I think. Their top two guards had played almost every minute of the first two games, and I think eventually our depth wore them down. I think we probably played the most kids the most minutes in the tournament. If you kind of look around, we played eight guys quite a few minutes, and I think really when you played three games in a row, I think that was a big factor in that kind of the overall showing that you don't always get on like just a given night, where you're playing one or two games a week. That's not as big a factor, but when you play three in a row or just, many games in a short amount of time, playing eight guys, double-digit minutes probably was a big factor.
For sure. And the Lake Crystal game on Friday was quite the turnaround. Now, you were missing a couple guys. You played them first game of the year and lost 58-42, and then you beat them by 20 in the tournament. So couple factors there, a couple guys missing that first game, but the shooting was way better second time, wasn't it?
Right. You know, I think we went 4 for 27 from three in game one, and it really wasn't that good. I think the numbers are actually better than what it was. Some of those came late. So just really our worst shooting night of the year. We were down a couple guys, like you said, but we had some really good looks. And then in game two against Lake Crystal, like that was our by far our best shooting performance, just in a microcosm. Like Joseph Hackett, a starter for us, went 1 for 10 from three, and he's one of our best shooters in game one, and he went 7 for 7 from three in game two. So, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, it's not any more complicated than the ball goes through the hole one night and it doesn't the other night. But really, you know, they approach a different, you know, Lake Crystal had packed in a really tight 2-3 zone in game one, kind of challenging our shooters, because they didn't have a lot of size and we weren't very good at attacking that zone. And then as the year has gone on, we've seen more zone. You know, St. Clair played a zone and I think Lake Crystal saw how we attacked that a lot better, and they kind of changed their approach and really just pressured us in man for most of the game. So, you know, every game is its own story, and that particular night against Lake Crystal, we played about as well as we could play.
And JWP in the championship game, they're a good team, aren't they, Jared? And you ended up winning that 66-59, and they're going to win a lot of games. They have two really good guards, but you managed to kind of take care of business. Maybe, as you mentioned, with your depth a little deeper than they are, kind of helped in that one.
Yeah, you know, day three games in a row, you know, everybody was tired. But our big guys were still big and tired. And I think that was a fact. We didn't shoot particularly well that game, but we got every single rebound. And then they have really two exceptional guards and then three really good role players that they start, and they can all shoot. They can all drive. But the two Bauer boys, are just about as good as it gets when you see a team with, you know, just that can mix in driving, slashing, defense, and shooting. And I think, you know, probably them playing three games in a row, they lost a little gas in the second half, and our defensive intensity was really really good, and I think was probably the difference in the end of that game.
All right, Blue Earth Area here tonight. Always a fun rivalry. The Bucks are 6-2. Your thoughts, what's going to happen tonight?
Yeah, Blue Earth's really good. You know, we've got a few common opponents, but I don't know if it's anything telling, you know, in the results of those games. You know, we expect, obviously, you know, a lot of attention given to Will. He's as good as any player we see that we play all year. But they mix in just a really nice mixture of sophomores, juniors, and seniors together. You know, they play well together. They're one-on-one. If they're able to go one-on-one, they're as good as anybody we see. So we really got to, you know, try to prevent their guards from driving on us the best we can and just surround Will with as many bodies as possible because he's really good. But they have other guys that can hurt you. You know, if you aren't moving on defense and get to the next guy after he passes it. So that's one big factor. And then defensively, you know, we have a size advantage, but not as much as maybe we had in our three games at the Bethany tournament, as they've got, you know, the big kid Fletcher and 6'7" and Soli inside, sophomore, who's 6'5" and Will 6'3". So they do have size to match up with us. So that's going to present a challenge that we haven't really seen probably since we faced Jackson. Jackson had similar size to us. So it's just a different feel than we've had probably our last three games. So we're excited for the challenge. I mean, we're playing well. Blue Earth won their tournament. They're playing well. It should be a fun night.
All right, there you go, folks. Jared Thompson, Fairmont head coach, on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a moment.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family's situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family-owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, getting ready to start this one. Starters for the Bucks: Branson Huskins, 6'2 senior. Gage Barker, 5'10 senior. Will Bromlin, the 6'3 junior. Jake Grandjeanette. Or wait a minute here, we got a change there. Sully Dahlberg's back in the starting lineup, 6'4 sophomore. And also Caden Juba, the 5'11 sophomore, the starters for the Bucks here tonight. Fairmont, Joseph Hackett, 6' junior. Hayden Toomer, the 6' senior. Joe Longs, 5'10 junior. He'll start for the injured Logan Junkemeyer, who has a broken wrist. That's a big loss for Fairmont tonight. Trevor Mockestead, 6'6 senior. And Oliver Tortson, the big 6'8 senior post player. He'll jump at center court against Sully Dahlberg. And here we go. Bucks and Fairmont in boys action here tonight. And Fairmont controls the tap. And Toomer will bring it into the front court. Dishes off for Hackett, around quickly to the left side. Toomer on the drive into the lane. Dishes back to the top for Mockestead. Left side now for Joe Long. Down in the lane. Uh-oh. That's Tortson getting behind the defense there for an easy layup. And the Cardinals are on the board. Tortson with his first two of the game. And Blue Earth Area with it now. Juba has it out on top. Lobs it in to Dahlberg. Quick pass, touch pass right back to Juba. To Gage Barker. Over to the right wing for Huskins. Reversed around. Juba now left corner. Open for a three for a shot there. No good by Huskins. And the offensive putback is good by Will Bromlin. Huskins got that one off right before the shot clock, and now a steal by Bromlin in the backcourt. Little full court pressure by the Bucks, and they get a steal. First turnover on Fairmont. Juba has it out on top now for the Bucks. Goes to the left side for Bromlin. Bromlin over to Barker. Barker's been scoring a lot for the Bucks here lately. They'll need his points again tonight. Here's a long three from the top by Bromlin. No good. Rebound saved in, and Fairmont will have it. 2-2 tie here early as the Cardinals now bring it into the front court. Joe Long quickly around for a three-point try. Good by Joseph Hackett. And Hackett on the board with his first points of the night, and a 5-2 lead for Fairmont. Here's full court pressure by Fairmont. Bucks get it across the line. Pulling up for a shot right baseline and off. No good by Huskins. And the rebound for Fairmont. And Long has it out on top. And he will go right side. Toomer pulls up. Shot from the elbow. Two-pointer is good. And Hayden Toomer with his first bucket of the night. 7-2. Here come the Bucks back the other way. Juba hits the three from the right wing. And Caden Juba on the board for the Bucks, 7-5. Paramount with the lead. Cardinal ball. Toomer into the front court. Right side. And now he goes on top to Long into the big guy, Tordson. Back out to the top side for Toomer to Long. Long dribbles around toward the right side. Back out on top now for Toomer. Lobbed underneath, and once again, Tordson gets behind the defense and gets another easy layup. 4 points now for Oliver Tordson. 9-5 now. Fairmont with the lead. Bromlin has it, drives the baseline, gets over to the other side, turns, shoots, and hits it, and Will has four. And it's 9-7. Bucks back within two again. A little bit of full court pressure here again by Blue Earth Area. And Fairmont gets it across the line. Long has it out on top. Long looking right side, gets it off for Toomer. Toomer double teamed way out on the perimeter, now off to Long. Long left side for Hackett in the corner. Down underneath, and again, it's Mockestead this time getting behind the defense. The Bucks are not helping on the backside. And Fairmont's got some easy layups because of that here early. Fairmont, or Blue Earth Area, back with the ball now. Juba right side, leaves it off for Will Bromlin on top. Bucks going to have to figure out another zone defense. They've struggled against zone a little bit this year. On the left side, here's a drive and a shot. No good by Gage Barker. Rebound off for Fairmont. Cardinal ball. Toomer to Mockestad. Oop, and he threw it away as Will Bromlin steps in front of that one for a steal. Second turnover on Fairmont. Bromlin driving up the left side. Left-handed layup. Good by Will Bromlin. 6 points for him here early, and it's 11-9. Bucks putting the pressure on in the backcourt again. And the Cardinals get it across the line all alone behind the defense, and a layup for Mockestad, and they lost track of Trevor on the press there, and he gets an easy layup at the other end. Fairmont scores are coming fairly easy here as they keep getting behind the Buck defense. Barker drives to the middle of the lane, and his runner is short, no good. Got his own rebound, and a whistle after the missed shot, and a foul coming here on Fairmont. And who's it going to be? Bucks will inbound from underneath. The foul is on Trevor Mockestead, his first, and that's the first foul of the game. Substitutions, Bucks will put in Peter Fletcher, the 6'7 sophomore. Bucks inbound underneath to Fletcher. Out on top, also Jake Grandjeanette checking in, the 5'10 senior. And the Bucks have it. Grandjeanette out on top. Over to Dahlberg. Right side, Barker. Barker trying to get it inside to Bromlin. It's tipped away, and that's the first turnover on the Bucks. And here come the Cardinals into the front court. Left corner. Three-point shot is good by Nolan Schultz, who checked in just a little bit ago. Schultz, 6'1 senior, and Harmon Schrunk, the 6-foot sophomore, is in there as well now for Fairmont. Buck ball on top. Gage Barker hits the three from the top, and he has his first bucket, so he answers the three. Is that a three by Schultz? I think it was. I got to double check that. Here's Fairmont back the other way. And on the right side, Toomer with the drive off the glass. High, no good. Rebound to Blue Earth Area. That's the first missed shot by Fairmont. They made 2-4-6, their first seven shots of the game. Bucks have it now. Dahlberg near the free throw line, off to Bromlin to the corner. Open for a three, and it's off, no good by Jake Grandjeanette. Saved by Blue Earth Area, though, and they'll get another shot at it. Dahlberg right side, Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette back on top. Here's a long three by Will Bromlin. It rims out, no good. And the rebound off for Fairmont. That was a three by Schultz. I had put it down for a two, and that's a three by Schultz again. Just as I was talking about that, he hits another one. 19-12 now, and Fairmont quickly up by seven. 11-14 to go here in the first half. Buck ball, Bromlin right side to Barker, and he lost it on the drive into the lane. Second turnover on Blue Earth Area. Fairmont ball. Here's a drive up the right side. Layup good by Joe Long. And it's 21-12. And Colby Swanson up off the bench. Thought maybe he was going to call a timeout, but he does not. And the Bucks keep it on top. Bromland to the right side. Barker back to Bromland. Bromland drives into the lane, trying to dish it to Fletcher, but a traveling call on Bromland, and that's the third turnover on Blue Earth area. Sully Dahlberg comes out now. Juba back in, or Huskins back in. And so, and Juba. Barker takes a rest here, too. 10:38 to go, first half. 21-12, Fairmont on a bit of a spurt here now. A couple of threes by Nolan Schultz off the bench have sparked Fairmont here. And the Bucks, or the Cardinals inbound backcourt. And it's Harmon Schrunk in the backcourt. Gets it across the line to Toomer. Right side for Long. Long elbow left side. There's a nice drive and a layup good by Harmon Schrunk. And Schrunk, the 6'3 senior, with his first bucket, and it's 23-12. Double-digit lead for Fairmont. Blue Earth area ball. Bromland out on top. Right side, Huskins on the wing. Gets it back to Bromland. Bromland, right side to Grand Jeanette in the lane. Juba back out. Bromland, now he penetrates the zone, and his runner rolls off no good. And on the rebound, foul on Fairmont. This is a 3-2 zone that Fairmont plays, and they're very long, so those guys out on the edges up on the front row can really cause problems when you're trying to create shots around the perimeter. That foul was called on Nolan Schultz, his first, and the second foul on Fairmont. Bucks inbound underneath. 3-2 zone by Fairmont. Left side, Huskins. Back around, Grand Jeanette. Grand Jeanette off for Juba. Juba to the right side. Bromland on the wing. And he'll take a long three. It's off, no good. He had to shoot it. Bucks got the rebound, though. Grand Jeanette's three from the left corner, no good. And the Bucks are cold here early. That went out of bounds underneath off of Fairmont, I think, so it'll belong to the Bucks. 9:24 to go in the first half, 23-12. Fairmont has a lead. Bucks getting a bunch of opportunities on this possession, but they can't get a shot to go. Inbounded right side, three-pointer by Barker, who's back in. That won't go, and the rebound off for Fairmont. Cardinal ball into the front court. Toomer, right corner now for Makistad. He drives in, and another bucket for him. He's got six, and the Cardinals trying to pull away here. Halfway through this first half, they lead it 25-12. Buck ball right side. Huskins cross court to the left corner. Juba back out. Free throw line shot comes off no good by Barker. Rebound Grand Jeanette, though. Back out to Huskins, and he finally hits one. And the Bucks finally get the lid off the bucket. 8:41, Huskins for the three. It's 25-15 Fairmont, and we're back in a moment.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop. Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Back here at Blue Earth area. And the Gophers play in their bowl game tonight against Virginia Tech. They lead 13-7, I think, is the score. Here it is 25-15. Cardinals inbound, full court pressure by Blue Earth Area. Long pass ahead to Toomer. Underneath, Mockestedt. Oh, he missed the layup. And the rebound grabbed by Brett Williams, who checked in there during the timeout. And a shot by Tortson, no good either. And the rebound to Blue Earth Area. Bucks can cut it to single digits with a bucket here. And a whistle, a travel call on Barker. Four turnovers on Blue Earth Area now. 10-point lead, Fairmont, 8:20 left to go here in the first half. And the Cardinals inbound backcourt. Hackett has it around to the right side. Here's a three-point try. Rims out, no good for Mockestedt. Rebound to Blue Earth Area. Fairmont made their first seven shots of the game, and they've shot pretty well, but a lot of them have been layups here as they have gotten behind the Buck defense a bunch here tonight. And that one tipped out on the near side. Fairmont, Buck ball still. 8:04 to go first half, 25-15. Fairmont by 10. Bucks trying to chip away here. And Barker into Dahlberg, back out now. Granjanette underneath, and Huskins gets loose for a bucket underneath. 5 points for him now. And the Bucks trim it to 8 points. Full court pressure by Blue Earth Area again. Backcourt, Hackett has it over to Long. Long gets it across the line just in time. Off for Hackett now. Hackett down underneath. Oh, and a jam there on the feed by Mockestedt to Tortson, and he flushes it with a two-handed dunk. And Fairmont back up by 10 points. Blue Earth Area ball on top. Barker has it. Right side, Huskins to the corner. Granjanette back around to the left side. And a three-point shot put up and in and out. No good for Huskins. Rebound off for Fairmont. And up on the near side, Hackett has it. They get him double-teamed. Now back to Long. Long and a 10-second call. Or no, did they get the timeout? Fairmont tried to call a timeout. Nope, he didn't get it in time. Jared Thompson says, oh, come on. They called a timeout there, but they're going to call the 10-second call before that, and it is the third turnover on Fairmont. And the Bucks will inbound on the near side. Inbounded to Will Bromlin. Bromlin, left side for Huskins. Back to Bromlin, to Huskins again. Huskins out on top. Goes left side, and it's stolen away by Tordson, who steps in front of that one. Fifth turnover on the Bucks. And the Cardinals back with it. Mockestedt out near the top of the key. And he'll hand it back to Long. Long dribbles to the right side. Juba all over him. Long over to the left side. That's Nolan Schultz. Pass in the lane, tipped away, and the Bucks get a steal. The fourth turnover on Fairmont. Here's Barker into the front court. Penetrates the lane, dishes to Dahlberg for a three right side, no good. Rebound tipped out to Barker. Barker back to Bromlin, fakes the three, drives, shot up is no good by Bromlin. And the rebound off for Fairmont, and the Bucks having trouble getting them to go here early. 5:55, well, it's not so early anymore. 5:54 to go here in the first half, and a drive by Hackett for the bucket, no good. Rebound Fairmont, though, back into the lane. And a shot by Long, no good. Followed by Tortson, no good. They missed three, and the Bucks clear it finally. Bromlin ahead now to Huskins. Huskins back to Bromlin on top. Left side, Barker. Barker jump step to the lane, flips one up at the board, no good. Got his own rebound, kicks it back out. Bromlin for three, that's in and out, no good. And the rebound off for Fairmont. And the Bucks can't get it to go. A little bit of backcourt pressure, and now a whistle, a foul on Blue Earth Area. It's on Huskins, I believe. And that is the first foul. Is it Huskins? Yes. First foul on Blue Earth Area this half. And so the Cardinals will inbound far sideline. 5:12 to go first half. Fairmont leads by 10, 27-17. And Cardinals lost it for a minute. Long goes back to pick it up. Gets it ahead to Harmon Schrunk. He'll drive all the way in, and he gets the bucket and a foul. And Schrunk now a chance for the three-point play. Fouled on the play by Peter Fletcher, and that'll be his first, the second on the Bucks. And here's the free throw by Schrunk. It's no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area, and Bromlin will bring it up. Bromlin dribbles left side, goes to the corner to Dahlberg, gets it off to Juba. To Grandjeanette, back to Bromlin. Grandjeanette in the corner, and he had to save a bad pass by Bromlin, but it went to Fairmont. Layup at the other end, no good by Schultz, but he's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two on the sixth Buck turnover. That set up that one. And two shots coming here for Nolan Schultz after the foul on Juba, his first. And the third on Blue Earth area. First free throw, good by Schultz. Schultz with a couple of threes off the bench. And now a free throw, and it's a 30-17 lead for Fairmont. Second one, good. 8 points now for Schultz. And the Bucks inbound to the backcourt. Playing catch-up, down 31-17, 4.5 minutes left to go till halftime. Grandjeanette on top, off for Bromlin, long three, good by Will Bromlin. 9 points for Will, and it's 31-20. Full court pressure by Blue Earth area. And there's a steal by Fletcher at half court. Fifth turnover on Fairmont, Juba right corner. Dribbles in, now dumps it to Barker. He tries to penetrate the lane. Back out to Juba, to Bromlin on top. Steps to the right. That's partially blocked. Fletcher saves it, though. Gets it back out to Juba. And the Bucks will reset. Barker left side now. On the wing, drives to the baseline. All the way through. Gets it to Grandjeanette in the corner. Now Bromlin, and he traveled. Seven turnovers on Blue Earth area. Bromlin caught on the walk there. 3:47 to go here in the first half. Quick-paced game, 31-20. Fairmont leads by 11. And Fairmont inbounds in the backcourt. And now a whistle and a palming call on Toomer in the backcourt. Turnover number 6 on Fairmont. And the Bucks get a break there. We'll get it back. And they will inbound under their own basket with 3:44 to go here in the first half. Inbounded left side to Bromlin. On top for Barker. Barker drives into the lane, dishes back out, three-pointer. Good by Caden Juba. Two threes for Caden here tonight now. And it's a 31-23. 8-point lead and a 3-pointer try. Right corner, no good by Schultz. Rebound tipped out to Fairmont, though. Long for three, in and out, no good. And another offensive board by Fairmont. To Tortson underneath, flips it across the lane, and the shot missed by Schrunk. And finally, the Bucks get it out of there. Three shots missed by Fairmont in that possession. Here's a drive, layup good by Gage Barker. Five for Barker, and it's down to a 6-point lead. Fairmont ball, left corner, Schultz open for a three. It's off, no good. He missed everything on that one. Rebound, Bucks back the other way. Bromlin knocks down a 2-pointer at the other end. And it's down to a 3-point lead. What a flurry by Blue Earth area. Down by 13 not that long ago. 2:39 to go, first half. It's now a 3-point edge for Fairmont, 31-28. Back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if auto owners make sense for you.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Blue Earth, 2:39 left to go in the first half. And now what did they do? They took a point off the board. I got to figure this out. 9, 10, 11. Yeah, so they had one too many. It was 27, 31-27. And my book does have 27. Fairmont ball. Wow, they've gone cold. There's an air ball left wing by Mockestead, but the Cardinals get the offensive board. Right side with it, Hackett. Off to Toomer, down underneath Mockestead, back out Hackett for three, and he hits it from the right wing. And Joseph Hackett with a couple of threes. He's got six, 34-27. So it actually was trimmed to four by the Bucks there. The scoreboard had one too many points. They fixed that. And so the Bucks have it back now. Juba, that was quite a flurry, though, by Blue Earth area. They were down by 13 at one point. Trimmed it to four underneath, and a whistle. What do we got? Is that a travel turnover on the Bucks? That or a 3 second in the lane? It's the eighth turnover on Blue Earth area. Fairmont inbounds, full court pressure by the Bucks. Hackett finally gets it in to Tortson. Oh, long pass ahead, Mockestead. Bucks do get back on defense, though, and Bromlin bothers him just enough that Mockestead missed the shot, and the rebound to Blue Earth area. Right side, Bromlin has it around to the left side, top of the key now, drive by Barker. Back out Bromlin, monster three, good by Will Bromlin. He hits a long three there, and it's a four-point game again. 1:20 to go here in the first half. Full court pressure. Fairmont gets it across the line. Long has it. Drives to the free throw line. Back for Toomer. Toomer right side. Runner off the glass. High. No good. Rebound Blue Earth area. Off to Barker. Barker right side. Drives into the lane. Lost the ball though on the way. Ninth turnover. Here comes Fairmont. Toomer up. Left side. Mockestead. Right side. That's Hackett to the left corner. Nope, that was long to Hackett in the left corner, and he hits another three. 9 points now for Joseph Hackett, and the Cardinals extend it back to a seven-point lead. Blue Earth area ball. Barker left side. Grandjeanette in the corner. Back out Bromlin. Bromlin takes a three left side. Short, no good. Rebound tipped out to Juba. Juba on the right baseline. Now he'll bring it back on top, gets it off to Barker. Barker will try to reset it. 16 seconds, though, is all that's left here in the first half. Eight on the shot clock. Bromlin out on top, and he pulls up, now goes right side. Barker, three-pointer, good from the right side. 3 seconds, Fairmont ball back the other way. Bomb of a three at the buzzer is no good by Joe Long, and we've reached halftime, and it is, as it turns out, a close one. Fairmont looked like they were going to run away there in the first half, but the Bucks are within four, 37-33. Fairmont with the lead. Halftime report coming up in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's a Country Butcher Shop located in Easton.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex SuperLube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. SuperLube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
We're back here at Blue Earth Area halftime, and it's turned into a close one, 37-33. Fairmont with the lead. Time again for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. And see Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Fairmont looked like they wanted to run away and hide in this one. They went up 13 in the first half. Bucks had quite a flurry to trim it to 4. And then it was back and forth the final couple minutes. And it ends up a 4-point edge for the Cardinals here at halftime. First half numbers coming up after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, here's the scoring from the first half. Blue Earth Area led by Will Bromlin with 14 points, 8 for Gage Barker, 6 for Caden Juba, and 5 for Branson Huskins for their total of 33. The Bucks were 13 of 32 from the floor in the first half. 13 of 32, that's 40%, about 41%. And they did not shoot a free throw at all in the first half and committed 9 turnovers in half number one. Fairmont led by Joseph Hackett with 9 points. Off the bench, Nolan Schultz with 8. And then 6 for Trevor Mockestead, 6 for Oliver Tortson. So the Bucks doing pretty good against those two big guys as far as holding the scoring down. Hayden Toomer with 2, Joe Long with 2. And Harmon Shrunk off the bench for 4 for their total of 37. Fairmont 15 of 30 for 50% from the floor. A lot of bunnies early. And they were 2 of 3 from the line and committed 6 turnovers first half. 37-33 Fairmont by 4 at the half. And that's your Hodges Halftime Report. Again, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And back with more at the half in a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance, you'd never settle for less than maximum yield, and neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. BevCom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Tracy Weavers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of North Ripon East Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, halftime again, 37-33. Fairmont leading the Bucks here in the boys' game earlier tonight. In the girls' game, Fairmont defeating Blue Earth Area 71-24. The Cardinals had four girls in double figures. Briley Miller with 19, Gwyneth Schultz with 15, Ellie Ortega with 14, and Bria Williamson off the bench with 14. For their total, leading scores in that 71 points. The Bucks were led by Elena Schiltz, actually, off the bench with 6 points here tonight. Lola Lundquist just couldn't get the shots going tonight. She ended up with 5 points. So 71-24, Fairmont wins the girls' game. And we're back with the second half of this one coming up after this timeout.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Blue Earth, ready to go. Second half, Bucks inbounds, and Will Bromlin hits a three right away from the left wing. 17 for him, and it is a one-point game now. Fairmont leads by one. A little bit of half-court pressure by the Bucks. Cardinals get it across the line. Toomer on the left side. drives toward the lane, dishes back now for Joe Long underneath. Tordson goes to the bucket and gets it. And Fairmont going back to trying to pound it inside like they did early in the first half. And 8 points now for Tordson. Back the other way. Bucks have it on top. Barker has it off for Branson Huskins. Back around right side. Barker's three-point try rims out. No good. Rebound off for Fairmont. And the Cardinals in the backcourt. A foul called on Blue Earth area. And let's see who they got on that one. It was Huskins. That's his second and the first on the Bucks here this half. Fairmont ball. Joe Long left side lobs it into Tordson again, and he flushes another two-handed dunk. And all of a sudden, Tordson getting open underneath again. He's got 10. 41-36, Fairmont leads. Buck ball, right side, Caden Juba. Juba off now to Will Bromland around to the right corner. Huskins tries the three, and he hits it from the right corner. 8 points now for Huskins, a couple threes tonight. And the Bucks pull within two. A little bit of backcourt pressure again. They try to get a trap on Joe Long, but he gets it over to Toomer. Toomer back to Long. Long on top. Elbow left side. It is Mockestead, and his pass down low. Tipped away. It went off the hand of Toomer, and the Bucks get the steal back. Chance to tie it with a two now. Barker left side. On the wing, back to Bromland. Left side, Barker drives in on the baseline. His runner good, and it's a tie game. Gage Barker with 10, and we're tied at 41 now. 15:34 left to go in the game. And the Cardinals get across the line after the half-court pressure by Blue Earth area. Around to the left side, almost lost by Toomer, but he gets it back. Off to Joe Long. Long on top. Free throw line, that's Tordson down to Mockestead, but his shot no good. And the rebound to the Bucks. They can take the lead now. Would be the first lead of the game for Blue Earth area. Three-pointer by Huskins right side. Won't go. Rebound off for Fairmont. Up on the far side, Long leaves it back for Toomer. Goes right side now for Hackett. Hackett around to the left side, Toomer. Toomer drives, dishes off, layup good by Mockestead this time. 8 points for him, and Fairmont back up by a deuce, 43-41. And Bromland across the line for Blue Earth area over to Barker. Barker around to the top, goes right side. Juba baseline, shoves it underneath to Sully Dahlberg. Back to Bromland for three, and it rims out no good. Rebound off to Fairmont. Good look for Bromland. It wouldn't go. And across the line, the Cardinals get it ahead to Long. Left now for Hackett. His runner good from the left side. And Joseph Hackett with 11 points. Fairmont now up by four. 45-41. 14 minutes to go in the game. Bromland bomb of a three from the top. He missed everything that time. And that'll be Fairmont ball. He took one from way out again, and that one was not a good shot. And so Fairmont gets it back. 45-41, Cardinals lead. And the Bucks with the pressure again, but Fairmont gets it across the line. Toomer, right side, drives in, gets it back to Hackett. In the game now, Harmon Shrunk for Fairmont. Here's a drive left side. Nolan Schultz, who also checked in, can't get that one to go, and the Bucks on the rebound. Bromland drives in, pulls up for a two, and he hits it. 19 points now for Will Bromland, 45-43. Bucks within two. And the Cardinals across the line. Here's a drive and a layup. Nice. Good move there by Hayden Toomer to get to the bucket. He's got four. Bucks back the other way. Bromland left side off for Barker. Barker to Huskins. Huskins at the top of the key, covered up there, gets it over to the right side, and the pass by Grandjeanette kicked out of bounds. And the Bucks will inbound far sideline. 12:58 left to go in the game. 47-43, Fairmont leads by four. And Blue Earth area ball. Right side, Bromland gets it over to Grandjeanette. He'll get it back to Barker, top of the keys, open for a three that won't go, though. And the rebound went out of bounds off of Harmon Schrunk, and it will belong to Blue Earth area. And Barker will put it in play from under the Buck basket into Bromland. Around to Grandjeanette. Barker, left side Huskins. Huskins dribbles to the baseline. Back for Barker. His three left wing, no good. But Peter Fletcher grabs a rebound. Back out to Bromland for three. That's too much. And that went off the foot of Huskins out of bounds, and it will belong to Fairmont. Well, Bucks got some looks there, but they couldn't get it to go. And Fairmont now gets the ball back, facing a little backcourt pressure from Blue Earth area again. 12:23 to go in the game. 47-43. Fairmont has the lead. Head left side. They got Schultz trapped in the corner. He gets it out of there, though, and a three-pointer no good by Hackett. Rebound off for Grandjeanette. Back the other way for the Bucks, and his bounce pass stolen away by Tortson. And the Cardinals get it right back now. Backcourt pressure. They get Schrunk trapped, and now a timeout. Fairmont calls a timeout. They were running out of time to get it across the line. 11:55 to go in the game. Fairmont by four, 47-43. Back in a minute.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
Fairmont inbounds after the timeout. They work it underneath, and Tortson misses a shot, followed by Schrunk. No good, but a foul called on Blue Earth area. And it's on Peter Fletcher. That'll be his second. Second on the Bucks this half, and it puts Schrunk to the line to shoot two. 4 points for Harmon Schrunk here tonight. First free throw here is off, no good. And he'll get a second one coming here. Schrunk had four in the first half off the bench. His second free throw bounces off, no good. Fletcher on the rebound. And off to Juba. He'll bring it up into the front court. Juba has it, gets it off to Bromland. Still a four-point edge for Fairmont. Oh, geez, tried to bounce it into Sully there by Grandjeanette. Fairmont steals it, Schrunk back the other way, and takes it in for the layup. 6 points for Harmon now. And the Cardinals back up to a six-point lead as Bromland brings it across the line. And now the Bucks want a timeout. 11:13 to go. 49-43, Fairmont by six. Back in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Bucks inbound. Huskins takes a three from the right corner. No good. Fairmont on the rebound into the front court and a pass to the right side to Harmon. Shrunk goes out of bounds. And that's a turnover on the Cardinals, and the Bucks get it right back. And here they come into the front court against that 3-2 zone by Fairmont. They've played it pretty much the whole night. Barker into the front, or into the lane on a drive, and he gets the shot in front to roll in. 12 points now for Gage. Down to a 4-point lead again, 49-45. Bucks get it across the line. There's a drive and a charging foul on Oliver Tordson. Offensive foul on Tordson. That'll be his first foul. And the first on Fairmont this half. They've only committed three fouls the whole night. And so the Bucks get it back on the charging call. Here's Barker, left corner. Dahlberg shot blocked. Saved by Fairmont. Run down by Bromlin, though. Left side for Barker. Barker will bring it back out to the top of the key. Now he drives up the right side of the lane. His shot blocked. And the rebound on the floor finally picked up by Hackett. And here come the Cardinals back the other way. Across the line, Shrunk all alone at the other end. And another two-handed dunk by Tordson. He's had three of those tonight. 12 for Tordson. 51-45. Fairmont back up by six. Barker right side for the Bucks to Bromlin. Bromlin back over right side for Huskins. Back to Bromlin. Pulls up left side. His shot blocked. And the rebound off for the Cardinals. Cardinals getting some blocks here now. Shrunk on the run back the other way. His runner out in front. Rolls off the rim. No good. And the rebound to Blue Earth area. Huskins ahead to Barker. Barker at the point. Over now to Juba. Juba around to the top left side. Barker drives the baseline, and he is fouled there. Shrunk, I think, is who came over to help, is going to be the guilty party. And so that will be Shrunk's first foul. Second on Fairmont. And the Bucks will inbound from underneath. 9:05 left to go in this game. 51-45, Fairmont with the lead. And Barker will inbound from underneath. Inbounded on top to Huskins. Huskins, long three from the top, off no good. Rebound off for Fairmont. And the Cardinals bring it up. Right side. Baseline drive. Brett Williams down underneath. Got it off for Shrunk, but he can't get the shot to go from underneath. Pretty good look there. That is no good. Bromlin left side. Drives the baseline. Back on top. Granjanet thinks about the three. Now gets it off to Barker. He penetrates the lane. Back out to Granjanet. Granjanet goes right side now. Bromlin on the right wing. Off to Dahlberg, around to the left side. Barker for three, and it comes off no good. Rebound now to Fairmont. 8:13 to go. 6-point lead, Fairmont. Toomer into the front court. Back to Long. Left side for Mockestad. Underneath, Shrunk makes a move to the basket. Tried to pass it out to the wing, and Barker steals it from him. Barker takes it all the way in. Layup good, and a foul by Fairmont, and Barker a chance for a three-point play. And Barker now with 14 in the game. And the foul is on Williams, I believe. That'd be his first and the third on Fairmont. And here's Barker to try to complete the three-point play. and pull the Bucks within three. And the free throw on the way. Good by Barker. 15 for Gage now. 51-48. Three-point edge for the Cardinals. They inbound in full court pressure. Almost stolen by Barker. Went off of him out of bounds, though, and it will stay Fairmont ball. They'll inbound on the far sideline. 7:54 left to go. Pretty entertaining game. Looked like Fairmont was going to blow it out early, but the Bucks came back, trimmed it. They've been as close as, well, this is their closest for a while now. Oh, geez, this time, though, as I'm saying that, Tortson gets open underneath again behind the defense for another easy layup. 14 now for Tortson. Bucks have it back the other way. Bromland left corner, and a blocking foul on Tortson. That'll be his second, and the fourth on Fairmont. And Blue Earth area will inbound from underneath. 53-48, Fairmont leads. And Barker will put it in from under the Buck basket. Barker looking, goes right underneath to Bromlin, who is mauled underneath, and then they steal it from him. Toomer comes up with it. That was a lot of big bodies to try to shoot under there. And here comes the Cardinals back the other way. Mockestead out on the left wing, off for Toomer. Mockestead lobbed into Tortson. Tortson with Fletcher on him, back out. Three-point shot, Mockestead, no good. Rebound, Bromlin. Here come the Bucks back the other way again. 7 minutes now left to go in the game. Grandjeanette on top. Looking left side to Dahlberg, left corner, and a three-point try. No good by Barker. Tipped around. Fletcher had it. Now he lost it, and it's picked up by Barker to Bromlin. He drives in. Shot good by Bromlin, and a foul. And Bromlin now with the chance for a three-point play. As he pulls the Bucks within three. Foul called on, that was Mockestead, his second, and the fifth on Fairmont. So Bromlin now a chance, if he can make the free throw here, to pull the Bucks within two. 21 now for Will on the night. And the free throw off, no good. Long rebound grabbed there by Nolan Schultz. 53-50, Cardinals by three. 6:35 to go in the game. Free throw line area. Mockestead tried to get it to Schultz, who was cutting low, but he wasn't expecting the ball, and it goes out of bounds and belongs to Blue Earth area. A three would tie it up here. I guess the Bucks did tie it there for one moment there right before halftime, or few minutes before half, but they've been behind most of the game, and now they throw it away. Break the other way. Schultz takes it in for the layup after the steal, and 10 points now for Nolan. 55-50, Fairmont by five. Barker, critical turnover there. Grandjeanette with it. Barker inside, turnaround shot, no good by Dahlberg. Fletcher tipped it, but nobody could get it for the Bucks, and the Fairmont Cardinals come away with it. Hackett up near side. He's trapped on the sideline, but gets it off to Toomer. Now Mockestead back to Hackett. Left side Schultz, left corner. Three-point try. Long is, or no, that is Toomer, and he hits the three. Seven for Hayden Toomer, 58-50. That's the biggest lead Fairmont's had for a while now. And coming at a bad time as we're getting down to the end. And now a pass back to the top. Juba can't stop it before it goes into the backcourt. And an over and back on Blue Earth area will give it back to the Cardinals again. And with 5:29, the Bucks faltering a bit here on the last few possessions. At kind of a bad time here as we're getting down there. 5:29 left to go in the game. 58-50, Fairmont leads. Inbounded, Barker steals it, lays it up at the other end. Not sure about that inbounds pass, but Barker gets an easy layup out of it. 17 for him now. And now a whistle And shot clock, I don't think, started or something. I don't know what's going on here. They're going over to the scorer's table. So they're going to reset the shot clock, I think, here. Well, the game clock, too. 5:19, they put a couple seconds back on. So Fairmont will inbound in the backcourt. 5:19 left to go in the game. 58-52. The Cardinals lead by six. Toomer trapped at half court. Gets it across, though. Hackett has it. And he goes left side for Schultz. Schultz back around to the top. Off for Hackett again. Hackett at the point. Looking left side. Now he hands it over to Toomer for a three, and it's off, no good. Rebound saved in, and the Bucks will come up with it. Bromlin will bring it into the front court, goes left side. Back out to Grandjeanette, to Sully Dahlberg. Now Barker resets at the top for the Bucks. 58-52, Fairmont leads. We're down to 4.5 minutes now to go in the game. Right side, Huskins has it off to Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette, right side. Here's a drive by Dahlberg. Kicks it out. Now around to Huskins. Baseline shot. Runner. No good by Huskins. And a battle for the rebound. Bromlin got it and gets it back out to Barker. And a timeout for Blue Earth Area. Nice job there by Bromlin to get that one. 4:12 to go. 58-52. Fairmont, and back in a moment.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Bucks inbound after the timeout, down by six. 4:10 to go in the game. Barker has it on top. And Bucks spreading it out a little bit here now to Bromlin right side. Barker penetrates, now shoots from the free throw line and hit it. 19 now for Gage Barker. And the Bucks within four. Full court pressure by Blue Earth Area again. Fairmont inbounds. Toomer has Mockestad all alone underneath, and he threw the pass wide of him, and it went out of bounds. And Blue Earth Area gets a break there as the Bucks get it back again. Can cut it to two or possibly one here. Bromlin on top, off for Barker. Barker left side. Bromlin baseline drive. And he stepped on the baseline. Oh. Right before he kicked it out to the wing for an open shot for Huskins, but Bromlin stepped on the line, turns it back over to Fairmont. And the Cardinals inbound backcourt. And it's long across the line. Toomer underneath, layup missed at the other end by Mockestad, and the rebound for Blue Earth Area. Barker into the front court. Drives right side. Now pulls back out. Gets it to Bromlin. Bromlin dribbles to the right wing. Jump step in, and he banks one in. Bromlin banks one in. 23 for Will now. 58-56. Bucks within two, and a steal at the other end. Bromlin on a three-on-two break ahead to Grandjeanette, and he lays it in. Grandjeanette lays it in for his first bucket of the game, and we're tied at 58. And the pressure getting to Fairmont a little bit with 2:47, that backcourt pressure the Bucks have used all night. And we are now tied 58-58, 2:47 to go in the game, and we're back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
2:47 left to go in the game in this day and age. Back in the day, everybody used to, or a lot of people used to bring their radios to the game and listen while the game was going on. And then we got into broadcasting our audio over the internet, and there's a big delay, and a lot of people stopped doing it. But Ryan Northwick is here tonight listening to us, probably a few seconds delayed. Watching his grandson, Caden Juba, play here tonight, and what an exciting one we got going on. 58-58, all tied up. Bucks finally tie it with 2:47 left to go in the game. And the Cardinals will inbound in the backcourt. Inbounded to Hackett. Hackett will get it ahead now to Long. Pass ahead to Mockestead into the front court. Back to Long. Right side, Toomer. Toomer looking inside. Now goes to Hackett on the right wing. Bucks manning up here. Tight man-to-man defense. Down low, Mockestead. Back out. Hackett for three. Good from the top by Joseph Hackett. And that is 14 for him now. Oh, Bucks almost throw it away. Barker, though, gets it back. Now he misdribbles a little, but he still has possession. Off to Huskins for three. That's off, no good. And Mockestead there for the rebound. 2 minutes left to go. And a 61-58 Fairmont lead. That was a big three by Joseph Hackett there. Ahead to Toomer, and a whistle foul. Will Bromlin, I think, got him. Double check that, but foul on Blue Earth area. I'm not sure who they called that on. Okay, it is Bromlin. Bromlin the foul. That is the first on him, third on the Bucks. So Fairmont inbounds near side. Bucks need a stop here, down by three with a minute 50 to go. Toomer into the front court. Hands it on top, over to the left side for Long. Now inside to the big man, Tortson, and he gets it across for Harmon Schrunk, who gets the bucket. 8 points for Schrunk now. Barker into the front court for Blue Earth area, has it out on top. Barker back out, Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette right side pass, almost thrown away, but Barker saves it for Blue Earth area. Barker driving in, now to the corner right side, Grandjeanette, and his pass inside, stolen away, and Fairmont back the other way. Here comes Hackett up on the right side, back for a three, no good by Toomer, and the rebound off for Blue Earth area. Big miss there, keeps the Bucks within striking distance, and they'll take a timeout. 101 left to go in the game, 63-58, Fairmont with the lead, back in a moment.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Back here at Blue Earth area, tough spot for the Bucks to get back in it. Joseph Hackett hit a huge three a minute or so ago. And a bucket by Harmon Schrunk as well. as the Cardinals up by 5, 101 left to go in the game. And the Bucks need a quick bucket here, and then let's see. They still have two fouls to give here for the free throws, too, here into Will Bromlin over to Barker. They can't mess around here. Bromlin left side. Barker, three-pointer. Oh, and it's off, no good. And the rebound saved. Bromlin has it over on the far side. 45 seconds to go. Got to hurry. Bromlin out on top. Pulls up. Three-pointer. No good. And the Bucks just can't get the key bucket they need here. And now Fairmont on the rebound and a foul on Blue Earth area. And the Buck foul will be on Sully Dahlberg. That's his first. And the fourth on the Bucks. Actually, they had a bunch to give here, didn't they? I was looking at the wrong side. They only had three team fouls. So now Fairmont will inbound with 36 seconds to go. Inbounded to Tortson. Back to Hackett. Hackett double teamed and a foul in the backcourt. But the Bucks, too many fouls to give here. It's going to burn a lot of time just to get to the bonus. That foul was on Juba, his second. And the Cardinals will inbound again on the near side. 31 seconds to go. And inbounded. And stolen by Bromlin. Bromlin pulls up. That's a two. He had his foot on the line, but it's no good anyway. And the rebound off for Fairmont. And a foul on Blue Earth area. Wow. Bromlin, that was not a good pass on the inbound there by Fairmont. Bromlin took it. And he just... The Bucks have had some chances here to keep this thing alive, but they just can't get a bucket here in the stretch run here. And now another timeout. 23.9 seconds to go. 63-58. Fairmont leads. Back in a moment.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Back here in Blue Earth, Gophers playing the Duke Mayo Bowl tonight. That Duke's mayonnaise is pretty good, though. And the Gophers are ahead, beating Virginia Tech 21-10. 9:56 to go in the third quarter of the Gopher game here tonight. So P.J. Fleck might win another bowl game, it looks like. Ways to go on that one, though. And this one, not much time left. 23.9 seconds to go, 63-58. Fairmont with the lead. Bucks still have, let's see, next foul will go to the bonus here now. They'll try to deny the inbounds pass first, but Fairmont gets it into Hackett. And they knock it away from him. Went off of Hackett on the near side. Well, a quick bucket here, and it could be interesting. 20.8 seconds to go, 63-58. The Bucks are due, aren't they? They've had like three shots here in the closing minute, and they just haven't been able to get one to go. Barker way out on top, goes right side. Got to hurry, though. Grandjeanette back to Barker. Barker pulls up, now lost it, and Fairmont gets it back, and that's pretty much going to sew it up for the Cardinals. They needed a quick bucket there to have a chance. Down to 7.9 seconds to go. Foul on Blue Earth area. The bonus is on. We'll go to the other end. And it will be Joe Long at the free throw line for Fairmont, shooting a 1-1. Foul was on Juba, his third. And here's Long at the line. Front end of the 1-1. Good. 3 points for Joe Long, 64-58. Fairmont's going to sneak out of here with the win. But they'll match up again later in the year in Fairmont. Second free throw good. Long got them both. Bucks inbound. Barker up. Left corner. Juba for three. And that's off, no good. And that's the ball game. 65 to 58. The final score. Fairmont with the win, 65 to 58. These two teams will play again. That'll be on January 31st in Fairmont. We'll be back to wrap this one up coming up after this timeout.
New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed. Five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here at Blue Earth Area as we wrap it up here. The boys made a run. They tied her up late in the game, but couldn't quite pull it out as Fairmont got a couple of key buckets down the stretch. A three by Joseph Hackett and a Harmon Trunk two that kind of set the stage and gave Fairmont the victory. 65-58 the final. Here's the scoring tonight for Blue Earth Area. Will Bromlin leads the way with 23, 19 for Gage Barker, 8 for Branson Huskins, 6 for Caden Juba, and 2 for Jake Grandjeanette for their total of 58. Fairmont led by Joseph Hackett and Oliver Tortson. Each of those guys with 14. Off the bench, Nolan Schultz had 10. And then the rest of the scoring, Hayden Toomer with 7, 4 for Joe Long, 8 for Trevor Mockestead, and 8 for Harmon Schrunk, their total of 65. So Fairmont goes to 7-3, and Blue Earth Area falls, or wait a minute, Fairmont goes, yeah, to 7-3, that's right, and Blue Earth Area falls to 6-3 on the season. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Fairmont winning in that one as they defeated Blue Earth Area 71-24. Fairmont girls are now 7-2, and the Buck girls are 0-9. So your finals again tonight. Girls, Fairmont wins 71-24. Boys game, Fairmont wins 65-58. Tune in for the Blue Earth Area Coaches Corner program. Tomorrow morning we'll get comments from the coaches. That's over on AM 1560 starting at about 9:10 tomorrow morning. Thank you for tuning in for this one. Thanks to Kim Webster back at the studios running all the controls for our doubleheader here tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Girls and Boys Basketball featuring Blue Earth Area against Fairmont here on 98 Country. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan,
the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, State Line Cooperative, the Country Butcher Shop of Easton, by Bevcom, Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, J Shop of Blue Earth, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburn, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the Law Firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, by Hy-Vee in Fairmont, New Way K&H Cooperative, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, and by East Chain LP Gas. Blue Earth Area versus Fairmont Basketball has been a presentation of KBEW FM Sports.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Play me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Too many times, like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
The glow of the neon lights, and it's a long way from here.
to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Water Conditioning Studio. This is KVEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles. No brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. We could break it in.
the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going home. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that ride like a California king. We could bring it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could bring it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could bring it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Sit back and turn it up.
The artists I love.
Ah, man, all of them.
Today's hottest country.
Yeah, crank it up.
98 country, southern Minnesota, and northern Iowa's hot country.
Every time it came on,
Hello, it's me, John Glenn. Here's a first for 2025 from Scotty McCreary's Darn Straight, right into Kenny Chesney, and just to say we did.
Girl from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough us to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights. Spun the wheel or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. So let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. Just to say we did.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your. A little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel ride that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Country than that.
I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
Country, hot country artists for two states, 24/7. Keep it here on 98.1 FM.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you can chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
The dynamic duo Dan and Shay, that's their latest called Bigger Houses. They're bringing an oldie but goodie back, Jolt Cola. This was the original energy drink before energy drinks became all the rage. This popular beverage from the 80s is coming back in 2025. Now, fans of this drink are delighted, but health experts, again, concerned about the caffeine content.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy.
You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey! Okay, you may begin.
Another long set of country starts now.
Chase that Chattanooga freight, couple of kids in a Chevrolet. Catch a little air when we cross the tracks, sipping on something from a paper stack. You hang your shirt on that maple limb, slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in. I guess I'm still doing now what I was doing then. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning gold. Chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. You always used to talk about L.A. I heard you got as far as Santa Fe. Well, you know I tried to track you down. I only got as far as Guitar Town. Singing about a girl I used to know. Used to know, used to know. That I haven't given up. I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down, burning. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights. Headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing.
Listen for local play-by-play of area sports, including the Blue Earth Area Bucks, the United South Central Rebels, and more right here on 98 Country.
Turn it up, son. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. She put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left.
Ooh.
Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. Loaded up his girlfriend and slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk. And perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, hey, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but Donkey Kong. Oh,
money, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at 2, but we're hanging out till 3. We hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave with that honky tonk. But don't, a keeping perfect rhythm make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bitches on with that honky tonk, but don't be dope. Everybody.